This goes to Dr. Sarva Pauli, Sarvepalli, care of Masonic Pathways, fax 989-466-3008, regarding Helen Benham, V like boy, E, N like November, H, A, M like Mary. Date of birth 6/10/1927. Dear Dr. Sarva Pauli, this is a face-to-face follow-up visit for Mrs. Benham with stage 3A, chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, and congestive heart failure. Her last visit was August 1st of 2022. She has gained 19 pounds over the last 6 months, and she does have some increased swelling in the lower extremities. She is trying to limit her fluid intake and tries to follow the low-salt diet also. She denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. She has shortness of breath with exertion, but none at rest, no cough, wheezing, or sputum production. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. And she does have increased edema of the lower extremities. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the Entresto, the 24-26 milligram once a day. Also Lasix, 20 milligram once a day. Magnesium is 400 milligram once a day. Potassium is 20 mil equivalent twice a day. She has some inhalers also for her asthma and COPD. Physical examination, weight is 202 pounds. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 120 over 64. Pulse 85, oxygen saturation 96% on room air. Neck is supple, there's no JVD. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is regular, somewhat distant sounds. Abdomen is obese, non-tender, no ascites. She does have 2 to 3 plus edema of feet, ankles, about halfway to her knees bilaterally. And labs, most recent lab studies were done 2/16 of 20. 23. Creatinine is stable at 1.1. Estimated GFR is 46. Phosphorus 4.0. Calcium is 8.9. Albumin 3.8. Sodium 141. Potassium 4. Carbon dioxide 25. Hemoglobin 11.8 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan. 1. Stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels and no progression of disease. 2, congestive heart failure, no increased shortness of breath, but she does have some increased edema of the lower extremities. So she should continue the low-salt diet and follow a fluid restriction of 56 to 64 ounces in 24 hours. She should continue the 20 milligram of Lasix daily, and that could be increased to 40 milligram a day for 3 days and then back down to 20 if needed, just to help to get some of the swelling away from her lower extremities. We would like her to continue to have labs every 3 months also. 3 is hypertension. That's currently well controlled. 4, bilaterally small kidneys. And labs will be continued every 3 months, and we've sent a copy back with the patient to give to the staff, so that can be done every 3 months. And she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.